All I know is I was running the corner out, and when that DB came and I got off on him, I knew I was gone.
Trips to the right, single receiver to the near side. Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Picked up, throwing right, going for Zach Miller into the end zone. He makes the catch. Touchdown! What a catch, Zach Miller!
I remember it coming over, and I remember getting one, and when I secured it, I felt my leg pop. I wasn't as sure that, you know, it was that bad. I knew I had an injury, but in my mind was just hold on to the ball as long as you can. And I was sitting there on the ground, and I remember taking it and setting it down. I was like, that's got to be long enough.
Was there immediate pain, or was it just that pop?
I knew it was pretty severe, but I wasn't in pain. It was more, I was actually calm. You know, when Nate, our head trainer, had got there, I remember looking at him, I was grabbing my face mask, and I told him, I said, my knee's gone, bro. Like, I could tell that something was different.
Have you watched the play? Will you ever?
I'm sure at some point I'll be comfortable with it. I'm just not yet.
They had two options, essentially, one hospital versus another. Mm-hmm. The potential loss of your leg was legitimate.
Yeah.
And a span of 20-minute difference, we may be talking about a very different story.
That was actually Sid Dreyer, our assistant athletic trainer, kind of took the bull by the horns there.
Laid the law down.
Yeah. The level one trauma center that I was actually like 4 or 5 minutes from the stadium. You know, by the time we make that trip to the other one, they diagnosed me, I would have had to go back to the level one trauma that we already went to. So, you know, Sid's my hero, saved my leg, so.
Do you remember what you were thinking through all this?
I just remember telling Doc, like, save my leg, please. I think the first couple days were the worst of just trying to understand it, you know what I mean? And then once I realized, like, all right, worrying about that, wondering why, the what ifs aren't going to help, got to be able to accept it, that was good.
From what I understand, I've come to know a young man in California, 16-year-old football player.
Yep.
That's had a similar situation. Yeah. Tell us about that story.
Alex Ruiz. Ended up, you know, getting hit in a game, 16-year-old QB. He didn't get the urgent care that I got. You know, it took about 4 hours before he had got diagnosed, and then another 4 or 5 before he gets to the hospital, and you know, they're getting to work towards amputating his leg in a month or two when his knee's healthy. You know, that's a kid who I draw inspiration from because his outlook on his life and his future is unbelievable.
It's a tough one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that could be me. I could very easily, you know, if I didn't have the care that I had, all that stuff, I could very easily be in his shoes, and I feel bad for him. A little bit of guilt, but he helps me. He's a special kid.
So did he get you through some tough days?
Oh, yeah. He gets me through every day. If he told me he's not going to let it ruin his life, which it's uplifting, so.
So he reached a level of acceptance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if he can accept that, you can really get through anything.
You've hinted a little bit about the impact of this great woman, your wife. Can you put it in context, what she's, how she's been there for you?
No. There ain't enough words in the English dictionary to express all that. Back and forth, taking care of kids, taking care of me. With no hesitation. Not much else that you can put above her and her help.
Are you sitting here stunned at the level of caring for Zach Miller?
Yeah.
This tight end for the Chicago Bears.
It's different. I mean, it's worldwide. Like, we got Bears fans are all over the place. Countless, I'm talking countries all over the place, you know, reach out, make videos. They're super cool, but, I mean, it touches you. Why do I deserve all that?
If I may say, you created that destiny because of the man you are. You're well-respected across the board.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been cool. All that has helped me. Every day.
George and Barb McCaskey. Ownership, but regular folks that care about their people.
Yeah. Above and beyond. Mr. McCaskey spent the first 3 days with me down in New Orleans in ICU. Flew home. I think he was here for like 2 days and then flew back. He did just about everything he could have done to make this easier on us. Which you could probably never repay.
When you get the opportunity to walk in that building, hopefully sooner rather than later, mm-hmm. your emotions are going to be popping all over the place, right?
Yeah.
You looking forward to that, though?
I can't wait to get there. Give a lot of people some hugs.
That'll be your victory for 2017. Oh, that'll yeah. be your touchdown catch.
I got that ball, too. Mr. McCaskey delivered it to me at the hospital. That football's going to carry a lot of weight, you know, throughout my future.